Hare Krishna. So today in Srimad Bhagavatam class this morning we will be discussing from Canto 4 of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 29, and our specific focus will be on text number 75. Canto 4, chapter 29, text 75. Chapter 29 is called as Disciple as talks between Narad and King Prachinavarti. Text 75 goes as follows. Anena purusho dehan.
Anena purusho dehan.
Anena purusho dehan.
Anena purusho dehan.
Upadatte vimunchati.
Upadatte vimunchati.
Upadatte vimunchati.
Upadatte vimunchati.
Harsham shokham bhayam dukkham.
Harsham shokham bhayam dukkham.
Harsham shokham bhayam dukkham.
Harsham shokham bhayam dukkham.
Sukham chanena vindati.
Sukham chanena vindati.
Sukham chanena vindati.
Sukham chanena vindati.
Anena purusho dehan.
Anena purusho dehan.
Upadatte vimunchati. Harsham shokham bhayam dukkham.
Harsham shokham bhayam dukkham.
Sukham janena vindati.
Sukham janena vindati.
Anena purusho
dehan. Anena purusho dehan.
Upadatte vimunchati.
Upadatte vimunchati. Harsham
shokham bhayam dukkham.
Harsham shokham bhayam dukkham.
Sukham janena vindati.
Sukham janena vindati.
Anena.
Anena.
By this process.
By this process.
Purusha.
Purusha.
The living entity.
The living entity.
Deha.
Deha.
Gross bodies.
Gross bodies.
Upadatte.
Upadatte.
Achieves.
Achieves.
Vimunchati.
Gives up.
Harsham.
Harsham.
Enjoyment.
Enjoyment.
Shokham.
Shokham.
Lamentation.
Lamentation.
Bhayam.
Bhayam.
Fear.
Fear.
Dukkham.
Dukkham.
Unhappiness.
Unhappiness.
Sukham.
Sukham.
Happiness.
Happiness.
Cha.
Also.
Also.
Anena.
Anena. By the cross body. Vindati.
Vindati.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Translation. By virtue of the processes of the subtle body, by virtue of the processes of the subtle body, the living entity develops and gives up gross bodies. By virtue of the process of the subtle body, the living entity develops and gives up gross bodies. This is known as the transmigration of the soul. This is known as the transmigration of the soul. Thus, the soul becomes subjected to different types of so-called enjoyment, lamentation, fear, happiness, and unhappiness. Thus, the soul becomes subjected to different types of so-called enjoyment, lamentation, fear, happiness, and unhappiness. Purport. According to this explanation, one can clearly understand that originally the living entity was as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his pure spiritual existence. However, when the mind becomes polluted by desires for sense gratification in the material world, the living entity drops into the material condition as explained in this verse. Thus, he begins his material existence, which means that he transmigrates from one body to another and becomes more and more entangled in material existence. The process of Krishna consciousness by which one always thinks of Krishna is the transcendental process by which one can revert to his original spiritual existence. Devotional service means always thinking of Krishna. Man mana bhava mad bhakto mad yaji mam namaskuru mam evaishya satyam te pratijane priyosine. Always think of me and become my devotee. Worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. Bhagavad Gita 18.65. One should always engage in the Lord's devotional service. As recommended in the Archana Marga, one should worship the deity in the temple and constantly offer obeisances to the spiritual master and the deity. These processes are recommended to one who actually wants to become free from material entanglement. Modern psychologists can study the actions of the mind, thinking, feeling and willing, but they are unable to go deep into the matter. This is due to their lack of knowledge and to their not being associated with a liberated acharya. This is our central point for today. This is due to their lack of knowledge and due to their not being associated with a liberated acharya. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 4.2, evam parampara praptam imam raja rishayo vidu sakalena yamanata yoga nishtha parampara. This supreme science was thus received through the chain of disciplic succession, and the saintly case understood it in this way, in that way. But in course of time the succession was broken, and therefore the science as it appears to be lost. As it is, the science is now lost. Guided by so-called psychologists and philosophers, this is another important thing, guided by so-called psychologists and philosophers, people in the modern age do not know the activities of the subtle body and thus cannot understand what is meant by the transmigration of the soul. In these matters, we have to take the authorized statements of Bhagavad Gita 2.13. Dehino asmin yatha dehe kaumaram yavanam jara tatha dehan sarapraapte dhirastatrana mugyati. As the embodied soul continuously passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change. Unless all human society understands this important verse in Bhagavad Gita, civilization will advance in ignorance, not in knowledge. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Miritam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Sva Padantikam Mukham Karoti Vachanam Vanghum Langhayate Girin Yat Kripatam Aham Vande Sri Guru Dinatarinam Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vyasam Tato Jayamudhiraye నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయ. భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తి భవతి నైష్టికి. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. హరే కృష్ణ. అనేన పురుషో దేహాన్ ఉపాదత్తే విముంచతి హర్షం శోకం భయం దుఃఖం సుఖం చానేన విందతి. By virtue of the processes of the subtle body, the living entity develops and gives up gross bodies. This is known as the transmigration of the soul. Thus the soul becomes subjected to different types of so-called enjoyment, lamentation, fear, happiness and unhappiness. So, since childhood, before coming to Krishna consciousness, we have watched a lot of movies, all of us, most of us. Some may be Prahlad Maharaj, but I was not. So, one of the favorite themes in movies is jailbreak. Then the protagonist or the hero is trying to escape the jail. And there are so many movies that have been made on this topic. There are so many television serials that have been made on this topic. There is Prison Break, and then there is 1970s, Clint Eastwood had this, Escape from Alcatraz Jail. So there are so many such movies on this theme. And then there are a lot of documentaries also on the world's most difficult jails to break. So I always was attracted to this jailbreak kind of movie somehow. Don't ask me why. And to the life of these people who are on death row. Very early in my life, I was thinking, what does a man think? Because I didn't know Krishna consciousness at that time. I was thinking, what if somebody was told that you're going to die? And they have nothing to do, and they'll just sit in a room. And then they have to wait till someone just puts them on a lethal injection or an electric chair or whatever. So, and I used to sometimes hear the interviews of those people. They were interviewed and say, do you know you are going for tomorrow to the electric chair or whatever? And that guy says, yeah, I know it. And then what's your last wish, last meal and whatever. So somehow I used to always be intrigued by this. What does a man go through when he knows he's going to go tomorrow? Of course, after that we came to know about Parikshit Maharaj, we came to know that of course in different circumstances. But still, so when you go through this world's toughest prisons, there are few general characteristics that you will see, regardless of whichever prison. That it may be Guantanamo Bay or this Alcatraz or whatever, Albatross or whatever they call it. So the common theme is that jail is a difficult place. It's an extremely difficult place. Nobody wants to be there. That much is 100% sure. People get frustrated in the jail. Now the problem with the world's toughest prisons is that these world's toughest prisons are for those people who have escaped ordinary prisons and have been caught again, right? And then they have been sent to these world's toughest prisons. These prisons, there is no chance of someone escaping. No chance. Because they are fortified. In fact, this Alcatraz prison, which is in San Francisco, somewhere near that, it's an island, okay? The whole prison is built on a rock. So where will you drill and go? From down also you can't drill. Like the famous drug dealer El Chapo. He escaped 3 times from jail. Okay. So he dug underground and escaped through the toilet. Right? So, but this is built on rock, so how do you escape? But still, people are smart. What do they look for? They look for that small ray of hope. They keep looking. And the good part is, when one person in the jail finds out that small ray which comes through some small hole which is there, gradually enlarge this hole now, and I can slowly scoop it out, or drill something. I will do. How will you can drill in the jail? There will be noise. So what they do? They do several kinds of planning. And to escape a jail, one man cannot do it. It needs teamwork. Others have to help. But why will others help when they also have a stake in the what is that? Stake in the share, right? So there will be a team which they will form. You know, in the when they are dining with each other, and they discuss. One fellow will be a welder. One fellow will be a carpenter. One fellow will be. Everyone has different skill sets, right? One fellow will be a civil, you know, contractor, kind of like plumbing and other stuff. So they will discuss ideas, and together they will work, supporting each other. People will have different skills in the whole group, right? And then they say, okay, together let's help each other escape. And as a team, using the small ray which they get, one day they prison break. That is how most many movies which you see, observe, are based on this particular theme. So there is a story of a small girl. One small girl, one day, and she also went to a jail. She didn't go to jail because she was a criminal or something. She was also intrigued by this. And she also felt sorry for all these jail inmates. Because these jails are so notorious. Of course, the criminals are also no less notorious. But these jails are so bad that even in the toughest jail, when you are put in a room, the room is so small that you can't do much. People go mad. You can just walk 3 steps here and walk 3 steps there. Right? And then there is some small sunlight that comes in, and you are allowed to read books. That's all you can do in the world's toughest prison. There is no other activity. Okay? Sometimes they give you some paid job here and there. But there also, what happens, because criminals are criminals, they fight with each other inside that jail also. Right? And when they fight with each other, they are put in what in Hindi is called as Kal Kotri. Kal Kotri means dungeon. That's not even a jail. That's the most horrible. Because even that small ray of light doesn't come there. It's darkness. Just imagine, they put in darkness in a room. People go mad, crazy after coming out from there. Okay, and then they are warned. Now, don't do any, don't have any problem with other prisoners. Otherwise, you go again into the dark room. And nobody wants a dark room. So when you see this horrible situation inside the jail, then eventually realizes that there is no other and I just have to get out of this place. So, and a person on the outside, when you see it, yes, definitely they have to be punished, but when you see some really inhuman condition, sometimes you think, why are these people suffering? Again and again they do this crime. Again, when they come out on parole also, what they will do? They'll again go and stab someone, again they'll go there. So a person from outside is always thinking, okay, is there a way that this fellow who's caught in this cycle can be taught how to escape this place? Can give him some buddhi, some intelligence by which he doesn't have to suffer this? So thus thinking, a small girl, not very mature, but very kind-hearted girl. So what she did was, one day she actually went to a jail with this thought, can I do something to help these people? So she had a small gift in her hand, okay, and a gift bag in her hand, and she had a letter along with that attached to this gift bag, and she gave it to the superintendent of the jail, saying that, I want you to go and give this gift bag along with this letter to the most condemned prisoner who has no chance. The most condemned in this jail, who is the most suffering also, usually, right? Now, what was there in the gift bag? In the gift bag, there were heaps and heaps of spiritual and religious books for this person. And in the note, she had written a letter empathizing with the situation of this most condemned prisoner. She doesn't know who he or she is. But at the end of the note, she wrote, You may have done whatever you have done, but in the eyes of God, in the eyes of police, you may be most wanted. But in the eyes of God, you are still His child. In the eyes of God, whatever you may be, you are still His child. So, What happened was when the superintendent went to the most hardened criminal in the day and gave him his letter and he read, especially this line, last line, he had tears in his eyes and he was moved that someone thought of him like that. And then, to reciprocate this girl, because he was so moved, so he wrote a letter back and said, please deliver it to this girl, whoever gave it to you. And in his letter, he said, I agree, I am the most condemned of all prisoners. Okay, I never hesitated to kill. I was hardened. What do you call that?
Thick skin.
Hardened in everything. I have taken third degree and everything. So very hardened then. But I must admit, I am afraid of death. Okay. My own death. I must admit that, right? And it is coming, right? But he says, and I know that I must face death in the near future because they have told me that I am going to die. However, having read your sentence that in the eyes of God, you will always be His child. Okay. Having read that, now the fear of death has considerably lessened for me. Because I know these people in the jail, the jailers, the warden, they don't love me. Neither they, probably by their own behaviors, they are not going to be in any position to reform me. But I know that there is someone up there. Now you told me that he loves me. Okay. So I have some hope in my life. From a life of fear, now this hope will give me fearlessness. That I have something at the end of this dark tunnel of incarcerated existence. So, similar to this particular girl. Who is this girl in this analogy that we just spoke? This girl represents pure Vaishnavas. Pure Vaishnavas, from time to time, they come down to this Alcatraz where we are all. This is our jail. Except we don't know it. Okay, we can't see this darkness. It's subtle, it's not gross like that jail. The beatings are also there in this jail. The warden Durga Devi keeps us in this jail. It's tough on people. Trigunamai, Trimukha Katrinai. The beauty about this jail is that it is not fortified. It is not sitting on any kind of rock. It is open everywhere. But no one wants to escape this jail. There are no gates, nothing. By one's own desire, one continues in this jail. That's the problem. So, Prabhupada says that this desire, which in translation, you see today, but by virtue of the process of the subtle body, it is the mind, the living entity develops and gives up gross bodies. The soul becomes to different types of so-called enjoyment and ambition. There is some enjoyment in that day also. Sometimes they give you good food in that day. They give you an interesting novel to read. So the desire to escape may go down. So the pure Vaishnavas, they are like this girl who visit this particular jail and whose only job is to come and give a ray of hope to all of us. The interesting point is, when these Masihas, when these Vaishnavas come to this particular jail, okay, they don't see the crime. They focus less on the crime or they focus less on the criminal, but they focus on the root cause of why this person is doing as such. And they know also usually what is the root cause. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati said, the root cause of all problems is lack of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says in Nectar of Devotion, he quotes, Yena Tena Prakarena Man Krishne Neveshaye, which means somehow or the other, Yena Tena Prakarena, in some form or the other, they say, Yena Tena Prakarena, somehow Man Krishne Neveshaye, somehow or the other, fix your mind on Krishna, then your life is successful. Now, in this section, Naradhuni is one such girl. She's trying to convince this fellow, Rajinadari. So many verses. This section is not ending. And sometimes, you know, you think, what can I tell you in this section? Especially if you are on the roster in this section. Narada is why you are not telling me. You are not giving up, right? So,
there is a long story. After telling the whole Gurajan story, this fellow is not understood.
Okay, he is saying, I didn't understand. Then Narada says, okay, I'll make it further, I'll talk about it. And then after again Narada gives an rendition, then he realizes that this fellow is still blank. Okay, he still has karma kanda tendencies. So Narada Muni now is not even asking him, he's continuing, right? So for chapters and chapters it is continuing. And this chapter itself has got some, we are in 75 verses and again there are some 10 more verses again. Right? So he's going on and on. Now, in one way, if you see it in another way, this is the compassion of a Vaishnava. Right? He is not giving up on this Prachin Bhakti. So he is trying to convince him that don't be in this jail. So Vaishnavas are extremely merciful. And today's Prabhupada is actually highlighting that point only. Prabhupada says that people need the association of a liberated acharya. They need the association. Without that, they will not even develop a desire. Forget about after developing the desire and the knowledge, then they actually practicing and then escaping. That's a different story altogether. So, this is a typical example of a long conversation. It takes it takes a long time to bring someone into Krishna consciousness, to keep someone into Krishna consciousness, sustain their desire, and by that time our own desire also has to be there. Otherwise we will fall down, preaching to someone. That is also possible. So it's not easy. So Prabhupada gives an interesting example in his books that just as water is very pure when it is falling from the sky, but when it comes in contact with the ground, it gets polluted. So Prabhupada often quotes this verse, Mama Eva Shudhiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana Manashashtrandriyani Prakriti Sthani Karsati. Originally we are all pure, but now because of our desire to enjoy separating this material world, we have come here, we have come in contact with the three modes of material nature, we have come with dirty objects of this material world, and therefore our mind and senses are polluted, and depending on the desire of this mind, then we get into different types of bodies. Prabhupada says in Bhagavad Gita 15.8, Shariram yat avapnoti yat chapi ut kramati ishwaraha grihit vaitani samyati vayu bandha nivashaya. Vayu bandha nivashaya means what the living entity in the material world carries his different conceptions of life from one body to another, as the air carries aroma. Thus, he must take one kind of body and again quits it to take another body. This is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, many, many verses this is mentioned. But does one want to escape? Yes, he could still. Some people want to escape, but they don't know how to escape. So the process is only Krishna consciousness. Manmana bhava bhava bhakta, Prabhupada is mentioning in today's verse. It's a simple process. Surrender yourself to Lord Krishna, think about Lord Krishna. But people are not interested. Again and again this comes. It's not something new that we are hearing. People are not interested. What does people outside, even devotees say, I have learned so many things. Oh, we have fallen into the spiritual world, we come in contact with the material world. Tell me something new. Tell me about it. Even in this section, when we are reading the purport, there is a tired expression on this. Oh, one more of those problems. Nobody is even listening. Yeah, are we fallen from spiritual world? Are we contaminated? No one thinks about this. It's like that. So our mind is like that. What to do? Despite hearing and hearing, but we will still not develop desire to get out of this material world. Some enjoyment comes, we can still hear all of the Lord, hearing again and again. So Prabhupada says that even if it happens in devotee congregation, what to speak of outside? Now outside, what is the problem? So Prabhupada writes in this purport. Prabhupada says, misguided by so-called spiritualists, mundane scholars, psychologists, psychiatrists, all these people are together misguided, and the so-called good people. Actually good, but a good person. Sometimes people are always full of goodness on their self. I have to stand up for the right things in life. I'm bold. People say all this. So, similarly, Prachin Bharati, now what is happening? He has heard the whole story from Narada Muni. And then Prachin Bari is also saying the same thing. That's why Prabhupada is quoting here. Prachin Bari is saying that, thank you for giving me this knowledge. All throughout my life, I have been misguided by the so-called spiritualist, philosopher, psychologist, psychiatrist, whatever. I don't know whether Prachin Bari went to a psychiatrist. But essentially his psychiatrists were all those so-called people who were giving him the process of misguiding him into karma kanda and diverting him to so many other processes. So he has met so many brahmanas, so many gurus he had during his reign, but nobody gave him this what Narad Muni is now giving him. Now, and Narad Muni, now what is doing? Narad Muni is saying to help with all those fellows, whatever is going to be. Now I am telling you whatever. So he is condemning whatever the other fellows are giving. Diametrically opposite to what those fellows said. Because those fellows always told him ways of enjoying present life. But Narad Muni is telling him there is no way, no hope. I am giving you a ray of hope. And using that ray of hope, you have to get out of the material world. And Narad Muni is waiting that till he understands what is that ray of hope. He is persisting with it. So, Prabhupada talks about all this. Psychology, psychiatrists, etc. and says that they don't know themselves, they don't know what is the goal of life. They neither know sambandha, abhideya, pravayana, nothing there, but still they talk. So not everyone knows. And even the so-called spiritualists who have studied the Vedas, they don't know the purpose of the Vedas. So therefore, they focus more on the karma kanda section, the jnana kanda, the upasana kanda section, and not on the bhakti section. So it's like the blind leading the blind. So once Srila Prabhupada was approached by a lady monk, and the lady monk came and then she said, I work on interfaith. So we are holding an interfaith conference. So we wanted to invite your good self. So Prabhupada said, what is the topic? They said, promoting peace in the material world, creating a material world where everyone can stay peaceful together. Prabhupada said, you are trying to find out how a toilet can be a comfortable place. How can a toilet be a comfortable place? Your theme is itself incorrect. Rather, you guide people on how to stay nicely outside the toilet. Not in the same, but Prabhupada said, Prabhupada really came to the point. Prabhupada said, this material world is like a toilet. So tell them how to get out of this place and live happily. There is no chance. I don't know what you people will discuss there. Obviously she went away. I don't think she came again when Prabhupada. Anyway, what is that? Quarantine. Don't come within two hands away. Like that. So these messengers, whatever these saintly personalities say, they do not resonate with those people, with those who are so-called Samaritans. Because these Samaritans themselves don't know how to extricate themselves from this material world. The so-called good people. We care. They say, we care. I remember many years back there was this song, we are the world, we are the children. You know, so you heard that song? We are the ones who make a better day. So let's start healing. So what they did was they called all these people, Phil Collins, they started on Lionel Richie, Stevie Wonder, no, everyone was lined up. And then they made this beautiful album and it had millions and millions. Fine, it was good, but at the end of the day, what it was saying? It was just saying, help people on the bodily platform. There was no one line in that which ever talks about escaping from this prison. And great personalities, all the greatest singers of the world were brought together and none of them really knows Atma Tattva. So therefore, these people cannot help. At best, what will happen? They'll ask us, they'll guide us to open hospitals, to donate, to do some donations to charity, open some schools here and there, do peace rally, etc. When I was in Canada, I was asking one of my colleagues, I said, what are you doing weekend? I'm going for a run, cross-country run. I said, why suddenly you are doing? So he said that, you know, to support the cause of AIDS. I said, come on, I know this fellow. So he was a little bit of a lusty fellow he was. So then he told me, actually, you know, a lot of girls are going to come there. They are all going to run. So I will have a good time watching them. So I am also participating in the race. So this is the story. And then what will happen? Cause of it, when you see people who are naked, literally, and running on the road, what will happen? Will you, no, you will generate funds for aid research, but people will get lusty desires, and further it will promote AIDS. Right? So whatever problem you are trying to solve, you are actually, you know, increasing that problem. Right? So no idea of what to do. Okay? The whole idea is generate money, do research, and then, you know, if AIDS comes, how to create a vaccine and cure it. But don't work on removing lust from the heart of human beings. So extremely reactive solution is what it is. Okay? So and this happens in many spiritual organizations, even in India. I was talking to one devotee whose family is attached to one Baba, Bapu. Right? So I was asking, what did Bapu tell you? Okay. Something, he read Rajan every day, lectures every day, and big farm, big property here, there, etc. So he was telling me that, you know, nothing much is happening there. I mean, for years, and his family has been attached to this particular so-called spiritual leader or whatever. Very influential, very powerful, very wealthy. No? Everything is there. Beard, everything is in place. Saffron robe. But you know, there is no inside, the real substance doesn't come out from the mouth of escaping from the material world. So whoever goes, they go for years and years and they keep giving money. Right? And in return, they also get some favors, maybe some political favors here and there. So many things they will get, but they will not get Krishna. Because this person doesn't have Krishna at the end of the day. He can, the whole mission is about how to do charity. They have got so much funds that they have hospitals, they may have schools, they feed the poor people. Fantastic, all that must be done. There's no doubt about that. But then you're still forgetting the real, you're not still teaching people how to escape the jail. So that process is not there, unfortunately. So they don't go anywhere. There was yet another institution, you know, which I was, you know, which I heard about. There, the only principle they tell their people is that you don't have to do anything. Just once a year, you give us donation. That's all. We will do a yajna in your name, in your entire family's name. What is your name? Seva Bhagwan. What's your gotra? Achyuta gotra. Seva Bhagwan Achyuta gotra. Swara 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 swara. Arogyam Aishwaryam Devinam Shanti. And then they give one kela, banana with them, beetle leaves and nuts on it, right? And then you take them and say, Prashant, Prashant, I'm doing the leaf that. And they say, now you come, give next donation, you give next year again donation. All Shanti will happen. No Shanti comes. Because Uddi Mukti Siddhi Kami, Sakari Ashant. Everybody is Ashant. Nothing is going to come out of these endeavors, right? But people are still going. They will say, we clean all our sins by giving donation and they do a yajna. Then they are first class, back to again, our normal way. It's like that. So it's like the elephant's bathing, if at all. In fact, elephant is not even bathing. That is the problem. At least an elephant is bathing in the water. But here there is no bathing because the karma kanda, you can't erase your karma anyway. So they think they are bathing, but they are not even bathing. So, this is a whole activity is going on right now. So, Prabhupada is hammering this point that these people are misguiding the psychologists, psychiatrists, Western philosophers. Western philosophers, they also don't know what to do. Now, most of these institutions, you may wonder why people go there. Why people go there? Simple. Because they don't tell you any rules and regulations. Prabhupada said, no meat eating, no intoxication, people left the room. Can I attain God? Still eating meat, nice, no, enjoy sex, eat lot of meat, drink, and still, there is Pushpa Vimana, Vaikuntha Vimana will come after that. Because the Lord is very merciful. No, they say, Jesus pardons. Prabhupada said, Jesus Christ is not a contract who takes away your sins. Every time you sin, and then, you know, Jesus will take and he will suffer on the cross. You guys will likely drink and enjoy. And one day, you know, it is your right then, because you accepted him as the savior, that child will come and take you to the heavenly planets to enjoy more for all the nonsense you have done. Okay? So this is how, you know, misguided philosophers. But and these philosophers, at some point in time, they may give big lectures on big podiums, wearing suit, black tie and all those things.
But they, beyond a point, they also don't know what to say. Okay? Then they start mentally speculation. So Prabhupada is bringing that point also. The philosophers will start speculating. The whole jnana yoga is also based on speculation. That is why it said, two jnanis never stay together. Okay? Because the whole idea of jnana is speculation. If I start speculating, if I want to learn cloud computing, I should ask you are the authority in that. If I and Prabhuji, Sukhdev Prabhu start discussing, okay, what do you think is cloud computing? Cloud computing means the water is going up, the clouds are formed. We both will be speculating like that. We will never reach. Computers will go up, will fall down. Maybe it's hosted at some 30,000 feet, which is called like cloud and all of there, cloud computer. So we have to ask you are the authority. So the Jnanis keep on speculating. After that, both of us will fight. He will say, I think cloud computing is like, what? Not, how dare you tell me? You thought I am fool? Yeah. You think I am fool? And they are right. So therefore, Jnanis stay alone. Only when you have a common ideology can you stay together. Right? Where it is not your view, it's not my view, it's coming from the Acharya, someone who we all respect. And again, he is giving us as it is, whatever is coming from the Lord. Then we can be united in a common cause. Okay. So, because these people have their own individual ideas, therefore they will never be able to generate, sustain a movement. Okay. Prabhupada writes in the Matchless Gift, okay, a small book of Prabhupada, it was one of the first books that I read. Prabhupada quotes a Bengali poem from Premadevata by Jagannath Pandit. So Prabhupada says, Pishache Paile, Pishache Paile, Jana Mati Channa Hai, Maya Grasta Jeevan Hai, Sa Bhava Udai. Pishache Paile means what? These people are haunted. Pishache means ghosts. Persons who are haunted by ghosts will only speak nonsense from their mouth. When they are haunted, what do you speak? You don't know what you are speaking, right? So Prabhupada is quoting that verse. So similarly, this whatever so-called psychiatrists, philosophers, psychologists, and all these so-called world Western philosophers, or even Indian philosophers, why should I be saying this? In India, we have more in India. India has to export these people. Right? So, these people are not going to help. So, Prabhupada is hammering towards the later part of his purport, one has to be connected with authorized book Bhagavata. Authorized book Bhagavata. And authorized person Bhagavata. Both we have to be associated with. And Prabhupada says, only then someone can be saved. Now, how can you define an authorized Bhagavata? The book Bhagavata and the person Bhagavata. So let's talk about the person Bhagavata. Book Bhagavata, there is no doubt. Okay. Krishna Swadhama Upagate, Dharma Jnana Divisana, Kala Nashta Dishamesha, Purana Arkadhanudit. When Lord Krishna left this world, where has Dharma taken shelter? In the Srimad Bhagavatam. Purana Arka Adhuna Uditam. So this Purana has come up like rising sun. So, we know about the book Bhagavatam. Person Bhagavatam is also important. Okay. So therefore, if someone has to really, really take shelter of a bona fide Bhagavatam, where does someone go about looking for this? The world does not know. We all know, because we have been for donkey years in this talk. We know it. We know it like the back of our hand. But people do not know where to go for. And sometimes the sad part is people go and then they come out. Not religion. That is even worse. Right? And sometimes people go for something which is almost bona fide. That is again ridiculous. Almost very bona fide. For example, let us take some aspects of a bona fide, and I was talking about this in the Bhakti Vaibhav on last Saturday, in some other context, in the context of second kind of Srimad Bhagavatam, we are talking about this. How do you know? So there are three or four parameters which are there. The first is sampradaya. This person has to come from a bona fide sampradaya. Sampradaya is like a university, right? I cannot say, you ask me, I have pain in my head. And I said, I think neuro, I'll operate on you. Then he'll ask me, but are you a doctor? I know, I've seen my dad operating so many things. I would have no problem. You don't have to go to Medicare. I'll
Will you come? Say thank you very much. I'll see you later, right? I have to study in a university which is recognized. If I tell you, yeah, I studied in Melbourne University. I'm a doctor from there. Ah, okay, right. Recognized university, world class university. Right? So then you get confidence. So like that, university is like a sampradaya. There are four sampradayas. One starting from Lakshmi, Sri Sampradaya. There is Brahma Sampradaya, where we come, started from Brahma, Lord Brahma, Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. The university where we are all studying consciousness and practicing. And third is Rudra Sampradaya by Lord Shiva. And then the Kumara Sampradaya by the four Kumaras. Right? And then anything else is coming from this. Every other sub-sampradaya, all branches coming out from this, including ours. Karar Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Vishwara Guru, Madhavendra Guru, after that, he started with Gaudiya Sampradaya. So we will find these bona fide spiritual masters in one if we take shelter under the umbrella of genuine university, sampradaya. However, sampradaya itself is not enough. Okay? There are enough people who say that we are from Nityananda Vamsh, or they will say we are from this Vamsh and that Vamsh. But we are all Gaudiya Sampradaya, which is fine. They will still say that, and they will say that we are the ones who can be spiritual masters. Okay. Or sometimes people coming under Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, they may tell you that you don't, you know, we will directly take you to Raghavendra without any way. Okay, so you from tomorrow onwards, don't hear the holy name. No, we will teach you how to meditate on Ashtakaliya. So people with lot of lust, greed, anger, pride, everything in their heart, suddenly you will find that these people are leaving. Sometimes people have left Islam. I know one person personally. When I was many years back, when I was in Toronto, one person left Islam. She initiated the holy, okay? Left Islam and went. Behind some Babaji who said that, you know, we will leave you this, right? So sometimes Gaudiya Sampradaya also may look like that, but it is not, it's not where you want to go. Then second within the Sampradaya is Matta or institution. So under the Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya, there are several institutions. Chaitanya Saraswat Math, Gaudiya Math, and ISKCON is one such Matta or institution. So there is a college which is affiliated to the university, an institute which is affiliated to the university where you study the subject matter. So you have to study under a recognized university. But then there is ISKCON, and then there is the other ISKCON, right? Within that also sometimes you can get caught and go into Ritvikism, right? That is, they are also ISKCON. Prabhupada is the category. Everything is fine. But Prabhupada's lineage, we do not accept, which is nonsensical. We are clearly saying that is not correct, right? Why? Suppose Prabhupada himself said that my disciples should become spiritual masters. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Yara Devi Tara Kara Krishna. Right? So, as long as someone is having the qualities, which is the other aspect. Vacho Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Bhara Upasha Vegam. Eza Vega Vishaya Kriyara, Sarva Mati Pan Prithi. So, if you have the qualities of control over the tongue, belly, genitals, etc., then you are qualified to be a spiritual master. So, why not if a Prabhupada disciple, okay, is having all those qualities, how can we, you know, say that the person is not qualified to be a spiritual master? Okay. So, sometimes so many things can happen and people can get deviated even with, you know, under institution. So, see the kind of risks we are all exposed to. So, now even with all these things in place, if we can get deviated, what to speak of the outsiders, right? So the absolute, you know, highly vulnerable these people are with all these psychologies who are not even from any sampradaya nor matha. What to speak of deviations from spirituality? They don't even know the basics of spirituality to do the deviation, right? Right. So this is the situation of the world. So, in today's purport, Prabhupada is now hammering this point that the psychologists, etc., Prabhupada says, the basic problem with the psychologists and all these people are that they cannot go beyond the analysis of thinking, feeling, willing. Prabhupada writes in this purport today, which we read some time back, and analysis of the mind. So, mind is again subtle body, right? And mind is made of matter. So, these people cannot go beyond matter. Because the fundamental flaw here is that you are trying to escape matter through understanding material science.
So you cannot escape matter by knowledge of matter. It's not possible. Right? So therefore, one needs to go above material science to spiritual science. Otherwise, what will happen? The psychologists, etc., they will only give material solutions to material problems. They are not going to give spiritual solutions to material problems. Just like, you know, many years back when I heard the SSRC, Radha Gopinath Prabhu series, which all of you know, he says that every science, the tools which are for physics are not relevant for chemistry. In physics, you use a vernier calculator, for example, okay, to do something. But in chemistry, you cannot measure the acidity or alkalinity of a solution by using a vernier calculator. Okay. Actually, let me see what is the reason. Not possible. There you have to use a litmus paper. Using a micrometer, you cannot see, okay, let me see the diameter of coronavirus. Not possible. Right? By the time you do that, you are dead. Because you can't even see that. Right? So then there is a different tool, a different science is given, which is not applicable to another branch of science. So here it is microscope, right? Then there is telescope, right? You cannot say, if microscope can make small objects look big, why can't I use a microscope and look upwards, no? And see more small moon big? There you need another science, which is telescope, right? So like that, from even within material science, the tools are different. Therefore, and this is spiritual science. Therefore, more and more you engage in understanding, analysis of the mind, thinking, religion, you are only going to approach the solution by deeper, going deeper and deeper into matter, then you are eventually not going to find out a way of coming out of matter. So Prabhupada is mentioning that also in today's purport. And then Prabhupada says, therefore material intelligence is no good. In fact, in his book, Krishna Consciousness, the topmost yoga system, again, one of the small books of Prabhupada, Prabhupada says, Bhagavad Gita begins where human intelligence fails. Bhagavad Gita begins where human intelligence fails. Arjuna was also doing this cause-effect analysis, right, during his own intelligence. But his intelligence did not take him anywhere in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So where his intelligence stopped and he stopped lamenting, then Krishna started speaking the Bhagavad Gita. Similar to what you are telling in your podcast, a very good experience. Okay. So when our intelligence stops, then we can see this higher wisdom. So now the mind, as you know, few days back in the last Bhagavatam class, I was speaking this, so just remember this, that the mind controls the senses. In the sense, the mind is like a queen who controls all the senses. Do this, do that, do that. And then the senses are all running. Yes, madam. They are all running. But if the mind is the queen, the king is the intelligence is the king. So through intelligence, you have to control this mind. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada advises us that we must take shelter of the book, Bhagavatam, the scriptures, to control this mind through intelligence. But person Bhagavatam is also important. As we said, book Bhagavatam is there. But Prabhupada, if you read that purport to Canto 1, text, I think chapter 2, 18th verse, the famous verse, Nashta Prayeshu Abhadurishu, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, Bhagavati Uttama Shloke, Bhakti Bhavati Naishikikan. Prabhupada writes the purport. Prabhupada says that you have to go to person Bhagavata. Book Bhagavata is great, Prabhupada says. But it is the person Bhagavata who can explain to you how to practically implement that which is given in the book Bhagavatam. Right? It is the person Bhagavata who will advise us to study the book Bhagavata in a sequence. Because if that does not happen, then what happens? We will tomorrow become also a person Bhagavata, but professional person Bhagavata. Who will directly talk only about 10 candles with some musicians behind us and sell our cassettes and CDs and USBs for $30. That is what will happen. Professional Bhagavatas do that. They come up with some, you know, nice music. They talk about, they will never talk about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nobody ever starts chanting after hearing all that. People only buy cassettes and go home. And for their pleasure, they just hear all this music. That's all. I also went to professional Bhagavatas before. I know that. But songs are really good in Hindi. In Hindi we call it Dhinchak music. They will make it a dan 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 dan. You know, all that will be there. All that electrifying musical effects will be there in their bhajans, right? So I used to keep it full volume in my house. And then tell everyone I am very spiritual. Okay. but didn't start even chanting after hearing so many. So they can't, you know, change your mind. So you have to go to the right person, Bhagavad. Because the right person, Bhagavad, will help us and understand how to implement the book Bhagavad in our lives. We need that guidance. Otherwise, we make mistakes. Our doubts will never be cleared. So, Jaya Advaita Swami Maharaj, he was asked a question. The question was to him, if an advanced devotee comes from outside, okay, let's say an advanced devotee is visiting that temple, okay, what should we focus on? Should we focus on our own Bhagavatam study? Should we, focus on our Bhagavatam study? Should we focus on our chanting? Or should we focus on associating with that advanced personality? So Jaya Advaita Swami replied, saying that your chanting and reading will always be with you as a devotee. But that devotee, that advanced associate, devotee, won't be long enough. So take that association. And it is available. So we have to take advantage of such association. And we will see in Srimad Bhagavatam, throughout Srimad Bhagavatam, this principle is hammered again and again. In 11th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, Maharaj Nimi is excited when he sees the Navayogendra. Actually, he is doing some kind of a yajna. But he sees Navayogendra is coming. So he stops everything. He says, no, to hell with whatever I am doing, right? He sees Navayogendra and he immediately starts asking questions. But immediately glorifies them and says, no, sit. I have a lot of questions. And to each Navayogendra he is asking one question. So that is the essence of what Jaya Advaita Swami said. That whenever someone is visiting, you can, more important than studying your own books or your chanting is to associate with that person. Because they will not be long enough. Though your books and chanting will be there, right? So, even Vasudev, we see in 11th canto, the moment he sees Narad Muni has come to Prabhasa Kshetra, to Dwaraka, when Krishna was abandoning his pastime, at that time, Vasudev is taking association of Narad Muni. Vasudev is the liberated soul, but still, to show all of us, he is taking association of Narad Muni, and he is asking Narad Muni, what should I do? I have not behaved properly with my small Krishna. I thought I was his father, so I have chastised him. But he is a supreme lord. Right? I just realized, So please tell me how I can please this personality. Vasudev. So seeing Narad Muni, advantage is being taken. Even the sages who were sitting on the banks, they saw Sukadeva Goswami come and all the sages started. We can go till 9, no? Or is it 8:30 today? We can go to 9? Or I can. Huh?
9, 10.
No, keep going. Basically. Next time I will not be on the roster. I will lose this service if I go beyond 9. Okay. But I just wanted to ensure what is the rule. Okay. So, Sukadeva Goswami will not stand in one place only to the extent that you can milk a cow. So, they knew that this man is not going to be there for long enough. So somehow these sages, they are making him, and Parikshit Maharaj asking question after question. And the moment he answers the last question, Sukadeva Goswami simply walks away. He doesn't come and say, how was my class? Everything okay? Right? Are you feeling inspired? All glory to Prabhupada, Krishna, something like that. He doesn't wait for any. He just walks away from that question. So they know this man will walk away. So therefore, take the opportunity. So Prabhupada is emphasizing in today's purport that we have to take connection of a liberated acharya. Prabhupada writes here. Prabhupada says that modern psychologists can study the actions of the mind, thinking, feeling, willing, but they are unable to go deep into the matter. This is due to their lack of knowledge and to their not being associated with the liberated acharya. So, when Lord Chaitanya was traveling from Jagannath Puri to Vrindavan, we see that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also kind of, through his pastimes, we learn so many things. So, en route, he was converting thousands and thousands of people into devotees. And he was traveling from Jagannath Puri to Vrindavan. Not only people, not only human beings, but he was also delivering the animals also, right? So, Lord Chaitanya's assistant, Malabhadra Bhattacharya, who was going along with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, actually he was cautioning Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You are going to this forest, there is wild animals, and then you are saying, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, what, some animals come, wild animals come. So he was cautioning, right? Don't chant so loudly, you will attract the wild animals. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued chanting and they passed one after the other milestone in the forest without any disturbance. And then after that, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat near a river, he took bath, he chanted his Gayatri, and as soon as he got up, there saw wild elephants come. Like that. And then what Mahaprabhu did? Mahaprabhu simply took water from there and he splashed it on the elephants. As soon as he did that, the elephants started chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They started chanting loudly and rolling on the carpet in ecstasy. This is difficult to understand, right? Elephants. And then tiger came there. When tiger was came in front of Mahaprabhu, what happened? Tiger also raised its two hands and started chanting, Hare Krishna. This is only Mahaprabhu can do this, right? So deer, and then deer and tiger. Usually when tiger sees deer, it sees food. Where will you see a deer and tiger embracing and dancing together? Right? In Hari Kirtan. That also happened there, right? And finally, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he crossed the Ganges and then came to Varanasi. When he came to Varanasi, he delivered people who are more difficult than the tigers. Who are those? Mayavadis, right? Difficult assignment, right? So, now his associates like Tapan Mishra and all, they actually again cautioned Mahaprabhu. Like, you know, Balabhadra Bhattacharya cautioned against tiger. But these people cautioned against Mayavadis. The so-called Babas and Bapus of the world, right? So, he cautioned them saying that Varanasi is a seat of learning, of Mayavad, impersonalistic philosophy. And then he said, but, you know, and worst is, there is one fellow right at the top. He is the leader of this whole gang, Mayavad gang. His name is Prakashananda Saraswati. And he has got 60,000 disciples on top of him. Full of Varanasi is his disciples, right? So Mahaprabhu, and then this Prakashananda Saraswati is a hardcore impersonalist. And so Mahaprabhu went to these people also. After delivering the animals, he went to these animals. So he went there and he started preaching the message of Krishna consciousness. But that was not so easy. When he started talking, he was criticized. Initially, Prakashananda Saraswati criticized Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, for whatever he was doing. They thought that he was a sentimentalist. Right? Then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Varanasi and came to Vrindavan. After that. Now, though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan, the devotees of Mahaprabhu, sometimes devotees they say are more compassionate than the Lord. The devotees didn't give up on these Mayavadis. So what they did, out of compassion, they arranged a meeting of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with all these people. They arranged for somehow, they made arrangements so that they can meet Prakashananda Saraswati with all his, you know, entourage, 60,000 disciples. Okay. So when Mahaprabhu entered that place, what did Mahaprabhu do? We know the famous pastime. Mahaprabhu entered that place and he sat in a place where people washed their feet. And seeing this humility, all these people were attracted. Humility plus the effulgence which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu carried. They got very attracted and then they brought him to the Vyasasana. Now because they brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the Vyasasana, what happened? That single act gave them Bhakti Shukriti. Bhakti Unmukhi Shukriti. And their devotional life started from there. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made that famous statement. What are you chanting? Sir, why? Hare Krishna. My spiritual master told me I am a fool. So you just sit this and chant this. So Mahaprabhu then slowly through his association, he delivered all of them. And he explained to all of them that this Mayavad Shastra which you all are doing was given by Lord Shiva as Shankar. And Shankar himself tells in Padma Purana to his wife, Mayavada Asat Shastra. You know, I am going to go down and give nonsense philosophy of impersonalism. And you people think that is the truth. You know, person who gave the philosophy himself condemned that philosophy. Right? So Mahaprabhu convinces all these people. And he convinced all, and then he went to the Bindu Madhav temple in Varanasi, where all these people came and started dancing with Mahaprabhu in Kirtan. So after the wild animals, four-legged animals, he went to the two-legged animals in Varanasi and he delivered all of them. Right? Now, this Varanasi is the same place where Lord Krishna also delivered a lot of people. So many crooked kings were there. The Kashiraj was in the 10th canto, you study all these things. Kashiraj was supporting, you know, this guy, Poundrak. Poundrak was the one, he said, I am Krishna, right? So, Kashiraj was supporting Poundrak. So, and Kashiraj proclaimed, what did he proclaim? He said, soon I will send the head of my enemy flying to Varanasi. Who was that? Krishna's head. He thought, he was flying to Varanasi. But in the battle, Lord Krishna killed Pandurakha and then sent Kashiraj's head flying to Varanasi. Right? The king who proclaimed, he sent Krishna's head, Krishna sent his head to Varanasi. So, when the head actually reached Varanasi, all the subjects are very happy. Oh, the enemy's head is there. But then they realized that it was Kashiraj's head. And when Kashiraj's son saw his father's head, like the severe head, what he did? He did a tantric yajna. You know, what is tantric? You know, black magic type yajna he did. What is the voodoo in English? He did all that and sent a fiery demon to Dwarka to kill the Lord. But Lord Krishna's Sudarshan Chakra's heat was much more powerful than this fiery demon. So in the heat of the Sudarshan Chakra, this fiery demon also ran away. He was also finished. Right? And this fellow ran towards Varanasi. Again Varanasi. All these aspects come to Varanasi somehow. Right? And as per the tantric mission, what happens now? If the tantra fails, then it will come and attack the person who started the whole thing. Right? So it came chasing behind him and killed everyone. So Kashiraj, priest who did that whole tantric idea, the demon. So everyone was killed in that Varanasi. So Lord Krishna also delivered and in fact he gave his mercy in that day. Whoever is killed by the Lord, obviously they attain a higher destination than impersonalism. Right? So everyone benefited. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, similarly, when he was going from Prayag to Vrindavan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu developed ecstatic symptoms. He saw a cowherd boy playing the flute. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went into Ashtasattvic Bhava and he started foaming in the mouth. Right? So what happened? There were a lot of these Pathans who were there. Pathans, the Muslim Pathans who were working for the king. So when they saw this, and Mahaprabhu was with all his devotees, right? And devotees are generally very simple. So they thought these were all some beggars and thieves who are trying to exploit the saintly personality. Right? So they mistook the poor people and they thought these people have administered some poison to this person. And that's why he is foaming in the mouth and they wanted to punish the devotees, these Pathans. So the devotees are also sometimes they have to use partner. They will not say this is Ashtasattvic Bhava. Where will the Pathan understand all these things? So they said that he has epilepsy. That is why he is like this. And then they waited for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come back into consciousness. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this original state, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also supported the same version. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that yes, I have this problem. That is why all this happened. Like that. Now, so though Mahaprabhu also tried to trick them, one of those Pathans was very pious by nature. So he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's effulgence and he started discussing the various aspects of Puranas. In fact, he started discussing the Quran. He started discussing his own faith, the impersonal aspect of the Lord Mahaprabhu. The Lord Mahaprabhu told him that in the Quran, actually, towards the end of Quran, the Lord is actually not declared as person. Mahaprabhu told him that towards the end of the Quran, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is discussed as blackish in color, in complexion, and therefore you have to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. He gave this to the Pathan also. Right? And therefore the Pathan became initiated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he was given the name Ramdas. And then he was told, now you propagate Krishna consciousness amongst all the Pathans. You go there, right? So, in fact, it is said that because of this preaching, we have what is called as the Pathan Vaishnavas today. So all this, so a lot of people in Pathan category who are Krishna devotees, who are chanting the Holy Name. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave mercy to everyone. In Srimad Bhagavatam 5th canto, after the hellish language description, Parikshit, hellish language description was very, very vivid. Kumbhi paka, blood, pus, stool, hair, urine, and you will get a body where you can't even get rid of the body. You continue paying it. You will go through terrible pain, right? And you will not even become unconscious, right? So it's horrible, that section, Hellish 26 Hellish planets are described. So, after hearing Parishad Maharaj, his heart is overwhelmed with compassion. So he's asking Sukadeva Goswami, how are these folks going to be delivered? Okay, now just imagine, he himself had 7 days to live. He should have thought, okay, I am going to die, just like the prisoners who are afraid of death. He could have been all of himself, thinking about his own death. But he said, how can you deliver these conditioned souls, right? And he's asking that. So he's simply not happy, saying that, okay, I have got Krishna Katha, I am sorted out. His thinking is not like that, right? So he's thinking of others' deliverance. This is another example of the compassion of a Vaishnava. Just like Narada Muni to Prachin Bali in this section. Canto 7, Prahlad Maharaj also asks for the deliverance of his father. He says, please pardon my father. But he does not restrict to his father. Immediately after that, he talks about all the other conditioned souls who are immersed in Maya Sukh. He's telling that, Lord Narasimhadev, and he's beseeching Lord Narasimhadev, please deliver those people also, not just my father. So, a devotee does not think about me, myself, my extended family. A devotee thinks of the whole welfare of the whole world. So, therefore, Prabhupada says one must take shelter of such a devotee. A devotee is ready to suffer on behalf of others. Example is given of Jesus Christ. Right? Jesus Christ did that exactly. Give me all the sins and let me go to the cross. Similar prayer was done by Vasudev Dutt also. He prayed to Lord Chaitanya that let me take the sufferings of everyone. Let me suffer, Lord Chaitanya. So therefore, Lord Krishna therefore says that, he says that, what is the famous verse? Aham naham tishthami vaikunte. Yoginam hridayeshuva yatra gayanti madbhakta tatra tishthami narada. Which means, I don't decide here, I decide in the heart of my devotee, who is very attached to me, and who always carries compassion and mercy for all my other children who are suffering. That's why I sit in such a compassionate and merciful heart. So, therefore, Prabhupada is hammering this, that one therefore has to take shelter of such a liberated acharya, who is compassionate, and hear from him the authorized statements from the scriptures. Then things will become very clear and one can properly execute Krishna consciousness. Because these sadhus, they do the most important welfare activity. So, we will end the class with a small story. So, once upon a time, there was a rich old man who divided all his property equally amongst his three sons he had. So everything was divided equally amongst the three sons, but he withheld one thing. He withheld a very expensive diamond ring with himself. He said, I'm not going to give any of you. You have to do a test. You have to pass a test. Whoever passes, that fellow will get. What is the test? He says, go into the outside world and do a most noble activity. Do the most noble activity and report back to me. Okay? On what you did. And then I'll assess all three of you and I'll be the final judge. So, he sent all the three sons. The first son came back and narrated to the father that actually, with the money that you have given me, I wanted to start a small business. Right? But what happened? I was discussing this idea of me starting a business with an elderly person. But this person, he said, no, why do you want to put money? I'll give you wealth. So he gave me all his wealth, even without a contract. No agreement, nothing. He gave me all his wealth. And then I did business. And then what happened? My business was successful. And I also honestly reciprocated with that person. And returned with interest, whatever he had given. Okay. So very noble act. So the father said, very good. Very good. This is a very honest act. Because basic etiquette means if someone helps you, you give something back to them. You have done a very honest act, but no, you are still not quite there. It is not a noble act, though it passes all the, it ticks all the boxes of honesty, right? So it is very good, but still not quite there. Second son came. Then what did you do? He said, there was a small child who was drowning. I felt sad, oh, small child drowning. So therefore, I jumped into the ocean, risking my life, and I saved that particular child. So the father said, that is very good what you have done. Any human being should do that. But to be worthy of my diamond ring, you have to still do a higher act. Because what you did was, you saw a needy person, okay, and you did some good for the person, okay, which is good. Then the third person came, third son said that, father, I was grazing sheep. I was grazing them. And then as I was grazing them, I went to a cliff to graze the sheep and the sheep gradually climbed up. When I went there, I found I was grazing sheep. There was one fellow from the enemy camp. There are enemy camp also, grazers. Okay. So he was sleeping there, very envious all the time. Right? But he was sleeping at the edge of the cliff. And I saw that he was slowly rolling. He did not realize he was in deep sleep.
and he was about to fall off that cliff. So what I did, I went immediately and woke him up. I said, hang on, you are in a very dangerous situation right now. Wake up, else you will fall down. So the father said, take this diamond ring. And the father said, the first son, he gave mercy to a person who was good to him, which is good. The second person gave mercy to someone who was needy and was a small child. But you gave mercy to your enemy who was envious. You still went and gave him, you saved his life. Therefore, if you can have this kind of a compassion, that papa paashanda nahi mane, Kali Yuga avatar Chaitanya Nikaya, papa paashanda nahi mane. So you don't consider the ruffians, the rascals, they will hit you with a bottle on your head. But Lord Nityananda, you give mercy to those people. Jagaya Mahaya. So similarly, Prabhupada is bringing this point also. So Prabhupada says that devotees are compassionate. In several sections, Prabhupada says, devotees are compassionate. What does it say? What are the six qualities? Suhrada Sarva Devina, Ajata Shatrava Shanta, Sadhava, Titikshava Karunika, Suhrada Sarva Devina, Ajata Shatrava Shanta, Sadhava, Sadhu Bhushanta. So devotees are compassionate not only to people who are normal or who just appease him, but also to people who are showing hatred towards them. And that is the highest manifestation of mercy. When you reach out to the people who don't like you, but still you work for their welfare by giving them genuine product of Krishna consciousness. So, in summary, we started our class with a small girl who gave hope to that particular criminal in the jail. So we talked about how Vaishnavas give a ray of hope. Narad Muni is sitting with Prachin Vali, till that, persistent to give the ray of hope. Second, we talk about Krishna consciousness being the only way of escaping. We talked about that. Whereas the simple people of this world are misguided by the so-called PP. What is that? Philosophers, psychiatrists, all these people, all these these. Okay. So therefore, Prabhupada is saying, take shelter of the book Bhagavatam and the person Bhagavatam. Then we talked about person Bhagavatam. How person Bhagavatam is as important as the book Bhagavatam, because they teach you how to, they will assist us, guide us with their compassion, how to implement. We talked about examples from Lord Chaitanya Leela, from Lord Krishna, how they delivered, Parikshit Maharaj, Prahlad. And then we talked about this diamond ring, where we talked about the highest dharma being given to even enemies or envious people. So therefore, Prabhupada says, here in this purport, that unless one takes shelter of such a liberated acharya, one cannot escape this cycle. I'll stop the class here. 9 o'clock. Any questions or comments? Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for the class. My question is regarding the first section about the prisoners getting hope to get out of this material world. So from Chaitanya Charitamrita, we know that the living entities are transmuting up and down. And some are what the fortunate category, they get the mercy of Guru Krishna and they get out. I'm curious to know, all the living entities that are in this universe, at some point will they fall into that category? Because the reason why we enter this universe is to enjoy it and to be separate from Krishna. And then we have to realize at some point that I am not the enjoyer, because it's Maya is kicking us continuously. So because of that constant kicking, so everyone falls in that category at some point, because otherwise what's the point is going up and down.
So even fall into which category? I understand.
The category of being the Bhagyavanji and getting the mercy of Guru and Krishna.
But will everyone be Bhagyavan?
At some point,
not necessarily. Prabhupada said there will still be rascals in this material world. So it's not that everyone will be Bhagyavan. Because Bhagyavan is that who takes Bhagya. Okay. In English they're the same. You can take the horse to the water, but you can't make it drink unless it really wants to. So we can go and we can reach out to people out of compassion. But if people don't want the product, we can't do that. So even Lord Krishna does not take away the free will. Tathastha Shakti means what? That there is a choice to either go back to the spiritual world or to enjoy in the material world. Unfortunately, we are Tathastha Shakti. If we were only part of Krishna's, what is that? Antarangi, Bahirangi and Prakashka. So we were never susceptible to fall down, then yes. But we are susceptible to fall down. All jivas are susceptible to fall down, except the Lord Himself. Every jiva is susceptible to fall down because they are tatastha. Therefore, always there is a choice. If we exercise the right choice, then we can be delivered. But even after knowing everything, pashya napi na pashyati, then still we go back and do the same things. Then, bahu janma kari. For example, we all know attentive chanting is important. Are we still doing it? No. I mean, again, I am not doing it. Okay. Again and again, we are hammered. Okay. Bahu janma kari, shravana kirtanam. Like that. Every morning, we say that. Not to blaspheme Vaishnavas, to chant attentively, not to maintain mental attachments, even after hearing so many instructions in this matter, not to disobey the other spiritual master. But even after all this person, Bhagavad, book Bhagavad, still when we are struggling, what to speak of the world, when will you know they come to this platform? But the ray of hope is there, but one has to take advantage, otherwise.
So
material world will continue. Material, that's why Krishna created the material world. He says, when one dark corner, I have created a jail. Will ever jails go away from this world?
No.
People will always, there will always be lawbreakers, despite all knowledge of constitution. Even his government, years back when I was hearing Radha Gopinath Prabhu CD, SSR, he said, even in Switzerland there is a jail. In Switzerland, it's not like India, people are walking naked, the children are begging on the streets and all that. Even in an opulent country, Sweden, etc. Still, there are economically well-off countries, there is jail. Because people will commit crime out of lust, out of greed. So, continue, because it's there in man. So, till the detergent powder of Harinam cleanses, Harinam can be given to you. You can keep a nice detergent powder in your house, but you have to put it in the water and you have to soak your clothes in that. Otherwise, you will have all the nice things. Like saying, One patient went to the doctor and said that, I've been going to this doctor and I followed the instruction also, but I didn't get cured. Why? Because he said that, keep the lid tightly closed. That is the instruction I followed. So I never opened it and took the medicine. So what is the point? You went, you spent money, everything was good. You didn't take medicine. That's like that. Sorry, stop. Thank you. Indra Shrimad Bhagavatam ki.
Yeah.